Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey cinephile, this one's for you. Your love of film allows us to do what we do. If you want to support us, the best way to do so is to hit that subscribe button. From Spotify to Apple to our video versions on YouTube, subscribing matters. Feel really compelled? Well, we want to hear from you. Have a burning question? An indie filmmaker we need to interview or a film we need to know about? Think you can make us laugh on the air? Drop us a comment or a review.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Fandor Video Podcast. What's up, Chris Kelly?
What's up, Hooman?
How are you?
Doing great today.
This next interview.
We need to talk about my favorite subject.
I know, right?
Right.
But before we do, Bryn's here.
Yeah.
Here, bum you guys out.
All right.
Bryn is always one of my favorite subjects,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's sweet, yeah. Chris. Yeah.
Our next guest is Lori Miller, and she has a documentary about natural wine. It's going to be at the Docklands Documentary Film Festival, which is happening basically the first and second week of May. Lori, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Lori.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Tell us what your film is about.
So the film is essentially about natural wine, but it's also a human interest story about people who make it, and it's also a climate change story. So just going back to the film being about natural wine, I sort of got interested in this idea because I found out that even the wine that I was buying at Whole Foods was essentially conventionally made. And I was unaware of this. And when I started to research it and find out more about it, I realized that, you know, maybe a lot of the sort of Gen Zers and millennials were sort of aware of natural wine, but I would say maybe people older than that, even some of the younger generation weren't aware that they were drinking conventional.
Break down what natural wine is, like exactly like what it is.
Okay. So actually natural wine is more organic than actual organic wine. So natural wine has many components. The first one is that it's farmed without any pesticides, herbicides, or fertilizers that are made from chemicals. And in many cases, not even with organic fertilizers. So most of the winemakers use cover crops or mulch or other sort of natural ways to farm, but they would never introduce a chemical into their farming process. So that's the first part of natural wine. The second part of it is that there is no intervention in the actual winemaking process. So they don't add things to their wine. There's this list of additives that are legal to add to wine, and commercially produced wineries, in order to make large quantities of wine, they have to sort of manipulate the flavor of the wine and the consistency of it so they can churn out large quantities of wine. But the natural winemakers use only the native yeasts that are actually growing on the grapes, that are actually on the grapes. And their goal is to not add anything. So their wine tastes like the place that it came from. So this is sort of like the old French way or the old European way, or even just the old way that it was made here. You know, hundreds
Lori.
Of years.
Perfect expression of terroir.
Yeah. Lori, give us 5 or 10 of the additives that are often added to wine that we
make. Okay, hopefully I can come up with 5. But I would say the first and most, the biggest one are the non-native yeasts. So I was told that commercial wineries take freeze-dried yeast that's all one species, and they dump it into the wine while it's fermenting. Whereas the natural winemakers, there could be tens, 20, 30, you know, tons of maybe even 100 types of yeast species that will grow in their wine. And they allow it to ferment with the natural yeast. Mm. So it tastes, it can have surprising flavors, different flavors. Each bottle, each year can taste different. But the commercial wineries, they want their wines to pretty much be consistent so people know what they're getting and what they're expecting.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So yeast is one. I would say another one is just a lot of preservatives, so a lot of sulfur. The natural winemakers use the least amount of that as possible. There are also enzymes and acids that affect the consistency, thickeners, water. There's just a lot of different sort of enzymes and preservatives.
You mentioned three wineries in your film it seems like you really focused in on. Tell us who they are and how did you end up picking them?
Okay, so the first winemaker that we started filming is Derek Trowbridge, and he's quite nearby to the festival. He's located in Santa Rosa in Sonoma County. I met him actually through my brother, who was starting to try to get into the natural wine business. And he was farming a vineyard that had been farmed with Roundup. And he was introduced to Derek, who came and converted his winery to, organic. And a lot of the winemakers, all the winemakers in the film do work with people that have commercially farmed vineyards, and they work on converting them. So we started with Derek, and he's very scientific, and he's actually very, very concerned about climate change. And he created a special type of mulch, which has a special fungus in it, which he has developed and he uses to farm his own and other people's vineyards. So I was really fascinated with his sort of scientific approach while also being really an artisan and making interesting wines. And I was so fascinated by the work that he was doing that I asked him if he could introduce me to other winemakers. And I specifically wanted to have a female voice in the film. And he introduced me to Megan Bell, who is, her company is called Margins, and she's a young entrepreneur. And she was trained in the corporate wine industry in some of her training, and she was really turned off by the patriarchal, sort of ways of the corporate industry and how women were really not encouraged to actually produce wine. They're more encouraged to be more behind the scenes in a lab or, you know, doing marketing. So she's really breaking through in terms of like women and the glass ceiling. And I loved having her voice in the film. And last but not least at all is Gideon Beinstock, who is up in the Sierra foothills. He's been making wine for decades. So I wanted to have people from different generations and different experience levels, different philosophies and different, you know, art ways of making their wine. And Gideon is just a perfectionist. He's a master winemaker. He's an artisan. His theme in life is it's the place. His wine is all about the terroir and the purity of the place. And that's how I chose them all. Different philosophies, different ages.
One thing,
excellent mix.
Yeah, it is a good mix. One thing you walk away with from watching this film is everything is against these winemakers. The drought, the pesticides, the fires, the lack of finances, the destruction to the soil.
It's agricultural businesses are always rough. And when you add in, you know, the additional, you know, the reason that a lot of winemakers use these other kind of tricks makes it a little bit easier. This is hard to do.
It really is. And it's such backbreaking work. Honestly, you walk away from this film with a deep appreciation for winemaking. So let me ask you this. What's your hope with this film? Do you think there's going to be this massive change in the winemaking industry? Do you think we'll go from 1% of wineries to 2%? Like, what hope here of doing natural?
You know, I'm hoping that at the very beginning, it will make its way toward people who care about the environment and care about eating and ingesting things in their body that are not bad for them. And that we start to change some consumer behavior and we start to, you know, create a little more demand for natural wine. And hopefully, you know, it will have a larger, greater ripple effect from that.
Can you give a shout out to all the natural wineries out there that you like?
Yeah, I mean, there were three main wineries in the film, but there were two others we talked about closer on.
Give us the three that you're
The first one, Gideon Beinstock and his winery is Closerone. Derek Trowbridge is Old World Winery, and Megan Bell is Margins Wine.
Okay.
And the others are... Donnie Roseman is very interested in indigenous grapes or mission grapes. And
his winery
is called La Onda. And then we have James Jelks, and his is Flores Wines.
Awesome. The film is called Living Wine. It's going to be at the Docklands Dock Film Festival. It's a world's premiere Sunday, May 8th at 3 p.m. Lori, congratulations on your film. We wish you nothing but the best.
Congratulations. It's just a wonderful, wonderful film.
Thank you, guys.
Topic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I talked over you. I apologize.
It's all good.
That's how conversations work.
I just really want to thank you guys for supporting us and taking the time for the interview and the interest. I hope to see you at a natural wine bar soon.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Lori.
All right, Lori.
Bye, you guys. Thanks so much.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.